talk is from Lilian, Eureka Lilian, about Fernglas BMP Looking Glass.
Yeah, so hi everyone. I'm here to give you an update on our project for an improved Looking Glass software. Quickly about me. I've been interested in network visualization since a long time. And so this is a project that is really coming from my personal interest as well. And I'm doing this for my employer, which is Vopcom, a regional ISP with a European backbone. And we are trying to improve the experience a bit, both for our customers as well as our own engineers. So you probably know these kinds of looking glasses that just spit a whole wall of text to you. And possibly even you need to solve a captcha before you're allowed to enter a query, because how these traditional looking glasses work is that you are basically directly executing CLI queries on the routers. And this is a bit problematic because, it generates load on the routers. And so they really have to be careful that you don't overload the routers. And this method is used by a lot of big networks. And it has the advantage that it gives you a very accurate output. It basically gives you the same output as if you would log into the router and execute the query as an employee of a company. But so maybe not the best solution. You don't really want to solve a captcha when you're currently trying to solve an outage or debug an important issue. So then there's like a variant of this where people put a dedicated router in between that is just participating in the IBGP full mesh. And this streamlines the solution a bit because you can just use any software router. This is so far so good, but then you don't see the full data because you only see the view of one router. And you also cannot see any filtered routes because these just never end up on this dedicated looking glass router. And if you want to, for example, find out why it is not choosing the path that you sent it, then you might also want to see that this path was received but then filtered out in the policy stage. Our solution to this is using a modern protocol that is actually designed for monitoring, which is the BGP monitoring protocol. And this supports also sending filtered routes. And it is basically a one-way street that sends a dump of all the tables of the router to a monitoring station. And so it's also supposed to be quite effective that the monitoring station basically doesn't have full access to the router. It only receives a copy of the data. So it's like a one-way street. So we tried to deploy the BGP monitoring protocol with Junos, and it resulted in some fun and a small network outage. So maybe be a bit careful when you deploy BMP. Check that your check that it works in the lab, that it doesn't actually crash the router when the looking glass BMP session flaps. And I can currently only recommend doing this with the latest Junos 21.4 fix release. What Fernglas does, it's a small statically linked binary that you run on your looking glass server, and it receives the routes via BMP, and then it offers a REST API that is also used by the web front end to query the tables of the looking glass. And this looks like this. As you can see, we try to add some usability features like showing descriptions for the BGP communities where possible. and telling you which router this is actually going to with a name and not only an IP. So maybe if you're not really familiar in your network, you can you're more likely to figure out what this actually what this route actually means. To implement this in Rust, there was no really a memory efficient way to store big routing tables in a way that you can also query them with longest prefix match lookups. So I looked at the different algorithms and possibilities, and I implemented the tree bitmap algorithm in Rust. And also, we have some additional optimizations so that if there are multiple occurrences of the same route in your network, then the attributes are only stored once instead of 10 times. So this saves some memory. And we also have some ideas for what to do in the future. And we are also looking for participation and contributors. So if you're interested in getting a better looking glass and want some specific features, please talk to us and we can figure something out. Maybe also, like, if you really want some of the big features, maybe we can figure out something with sponsoring a feature. So thank you, and check it out at lg.as9136.net.
Thank you, Eureka. Good talk. Thanks. Questions? One.
Hi, this is Michael for Fujitsu Services. Just a short question. Do you have implemented a feature to look at the churn rate of a route when you just, or is it just state of the actual current prefix that is in the data tables?
With the journey, you mean the history, like how it was in the past? We've experimented with that. There's a branch that tries to do this, but it's not like polished or production ready yet. So this is something we may look again in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you.